Hi, I'm Vlad Vinogradsky, an architect evangelist at Microsoft, and today I am with the team from East Bank Technology, a Microsoft partner, to talk about one of their projects, which is called Public Transit Data Community. Guys, would you mind introducing yourself, maybe starting with Evgeny?
Hi, my name is Evgeny Apov. I am head of Microsoft Business Unit at East Bank Technologies, and I was at the beginning with this idea.
My name is Vadim Zagorodny, and I'm project manager on this all projects related to PTDC and working on these ideas from the very beginning.
My name is Wolf Ruzica. I'm the CEO of East Bank Technologies.
All right. Thank you, guys. And Wolf, would you mind telling us a little bit about East Bank Technologies, the history of the company, and the work that you do?
Sure. With pleasure. First, thanks for coming and having this opportunity to talk about the company and the solution. East Bank Technologies was founded 12 years ago. We have 120 employees, mostly technology experts across the various platforms. Some of our customers are very large organizations, like, for instance, the Office of the Chief Technology Officer here in the city of Washington, D.C., the local metro system, some other large organizations like Saudi Aramco or Comcast and organizations like that. But we also have within the portfolio some very innovative small startup companies that provide us innovative ideas that we bring back to the larger organizations as we work on their most mission critical projects.
Excellent, thank you very much. So Wolf, let's talk about Public Transit Data Community now. And I would like you to describe to us, you know, how this project came about and what is it?
Well, as I said before, one of our customers is the local transportation agency or organization. The acronym for them is WMATA. And we've worked across the various IT initiatives for WMATA over the last 1.5 years or so. And one of the initiatives was to take their static data and their real-time data. Static data could be train schedules. Real-time data could be GPS data for buses or things like that. And open it up, move it into the cloud, and allow developers to create applications on top of that data silo. And make them available to the riders in order to plan their trips as they travel through the WMATA network. As we were doing it, it was Eugene who came up with that idea and realized that we were building a silo of static and real-time data out in the cloud, which of course is great, but even just within the Washington, D.C. metro area, you have about 20 transportation providers, some of them small, some of them larger, that riders need to go through each one of those transit agencies as they go from point A to point B. And so the idea behind PDDC is to smash these silos and open them up independent of what type of data the individual transit agencies have at their disposal, move that into the cloud, make it cloud-based, create a wider developer network that creates applications that can go across these various transit agencies and thereby provide a much greater benefit to the ridership and also to the individual transit agencies as well as the region of Washington, D.C. Let me take a minute to illustrate the ecosystem that we created around this solution. It visualizes the solution, makes it easier to understand. As a foundation, there are the transportation authorities, transit agencies that obviously have the data and want to make it available to the rest of the ecosystem. We are like a data broker, hosting their data in the cloud and then making it available through an API to a developer network that we have nurtured and keep creating that has the ability then across the various platforms to create applications for the ultimate beneficiaries of this solution, PDDC, which are the passengers, the ridership, that can more efficiently plan trips, can understand better what options as far as the various transit agencies is concerned are available to them, and take advantage of it. Another beneficiary of that, obviously, are also the transportation authorities, because this gives them the power not only to pay a subscription fees to us, but actually generate much more revenue based on more ridership and the ability for location-based marketing across the various transit agencies. And another beneficiary of it are the developers that either can charge for their applications or can generate advertising revenue with their applications if they create an application that gets adopted by the ridership in a large way. This could be very meaningful for all three of them. And essentially, that then summarizes the ecosystem that I was describing just a minute ago.
So you mentioned that PDDC is a cloud-based solution. And so I wonder, I think it would be interesting to get your perspective on why you thought that the cloud is a natural fit for this solution. And I know, of course, that you used Windows Azure as a platform, as a cloud platform for this solution. So maybe you can tell us about your reasoning for choosing that as well.
When we started this project, the first thing that we were thinking about is where do we host our API, and cloud or on premises. And there are three major factors that made our decision. It's no initial capital investment, so we don't want to spend a lot of money at the beginning of the project. It's fast time to market. You want to be really fast to go into production deployment. And the third one, have easy and quick pay-as-you-go scalability if we will have a lot of customers and we'll need to scale our solution. So we decided to go with cloud approach, and we evaluated all available cloud offerings at that time. And why Azure? Because it has a relational database with geospatial support, and we needed it. Azure is a platform of services, so you don't need to care about recovery, backups, and VMs. So everything is ready to go. And of course, it's leveraging our existing skills, because we are .NET developers, so we familiar with all the technology, and it's really good fit for us. And the last one is we have MSDN subscription, and Azure is part of the MSDN subscription. That's why it's really beneficial for us.
So Evgeny, so I understand that you guys are using OData, an open data protocol, which Microsoft developed and published as an open specification promise, an open specification promise. Can you tell us about why did you pick OData to expose the data, and how it all works?
At the beginning, we listed all the requirements that we think is important for our API, and we want to have an open standard with a good community support, powerful query engine, so we want to expose our data in many ways for developers, and we want to make it really easy to consume for developers, so they can just start building the application without having any problem solving business logic on the UI side. So we evaluated all these requirements, and we decided that OData is a good fit for us, because OData has it's self-describing protocol with a metadata attached. It supports all queries query language, so we can filter, slice data, order data, and sort data. So it was really beneficial. And it's open standard. It's new, but it's with growing support from the community. So there are many libraries that you can use to consume OData API from iPhone, from Phone 7, from Android, and from desktop applications. That's why OData really good fit for us, and we like to work with OData.
Evgeny, can you tell us a little bit about the architecture of your application, major components, and you know, how they all fit together?
Yeah, with pleasure. So here's a high-level architectural review, and I'll tell how it works. So we take the data from different trading agencies with different formats. So right now we support GTFS. It's a Google Transit file standard. It's web services, and it's any feeds. So we have data loader that sits in Azure and pulls the data from different feeds, mash up this data, and make it in universal format and put it in the SQL Azure databases. So let me say a couple of words about our database, how we structure to support a scale-out approach. We have multi-partitional database approach where we can distribute data from different agencies in a different database. It depends on the size of the agency. For instance, for New York, it's gigabytes of the data, so we can spread it out in a couple of databases so to support a load. So we have two services. It's a transit data API that expose all the data that we collected from agencies in OData format, and we also support different other data presentation. It's KML, it's Atom feed, and just plain XML. For our consumers. And also we have a tree planner API. It's our proprietary intelligent routing algorithm that we've built that allow you to connect any two points on a map with public transit options. And we expose it as an API as well.
Excellent. So let me just make sure I understand correctly and summarize this. So essentially, the main pieces are a data loader, which takes data from GTFS, you know, some RESTful web service formats, as well as feed formats, loads it into a SQL Azure schema, right? And it does sharding in the process so that you can support the load, you know, and scale out. And then you have two distinct data services, one basically exposing the data directly for consumption, you know, schedules, routes, et cetera, in OData format as well as in some other popular formats which are, you know, on the web. Yeah. And then you have your proprietary Tree Planner API, which actually has, you know, your service that you wrote, which actually routes across all these different transit options in your database.
Yeah.
Is that a fair summary?
Yeah, that's... perfect summary.
Excellent. So Vadim, I understand that you wrote a few applications to demonstrate how the transit data that you guys expose can be put to use. Please show our audience a few of those applications.
Let me share you a Windows Phone 7 application which calls Wheels Transit, and it builds on top of our API, and it provides basically three major features. It's trip planning using public transit. It's VeriMy, like situation awareness, which buses are the point the user located, and next transport. It's information about the next transport available in the area where the user located, basically. Let's take a look on Trip Planner. It starts with the map where you can specify your starting point. You say it's start. Application automatically picks up the addresses of the start and endpoint. It's endpoint. And after a short wait, you'll get available itineraries from point A to point B using public transit. So basically, you can see here information about the when you need to start, the duration of the trip, number of transfers, and short information about the all steps you need to take to travel your itinerary. You can navigate through available itineraries, compare them. If you do prefer more metro than bus, you can select the appropriate one. If you prefer blue line or the orange line, you can pick that one and see details about the pickup. I just need to, here's like pretty sensitive area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, here we go. And hold on a second. Yep, yeah. Ready. And here are the details of itinerary. So you see all the steps you need to take, all stops, all bus numbers, departure and arrival times for each piece of itinerary. And you can like use it on day-to-day travel. Yeah, actually you can do advanced trip planning. You can pick the address from your address book. You can set preferences, how would you like to ride, using bus, metro, or both. Any arrival or departure preferences. You can set your preferred walking distance. Let's say you want to walk half a mile till the next stop. And just update your itinerary. Basically, itinerary built in a really smart way. So if you have a layover, like let's say 10 minutes between buses, and if there's within 5 minute walking distance Starbucks cafe, it will be shown in your itinerary and on the map. So if you would like to grab a cup of coffee while you're waiting for a bus, it's quite useful. Next feature is Where Am I? So basically, a phone detects your location, where you are located at, and showing available buses nearby. So basically, here's the list, here's our location, here's a quarter mile radius, and here's all buses we have in this radius. So let's say we want to see the yellow circulator. Here's the route details and its stop. So you can see stop details. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically stop on the map, and here are the stop details. You can see all routes on this stop, and the next arrival times for the buses on this stop, and buses direction. Is it westbound, eastbound, and so on. So basically here's the yellow circulator, westbound is next one in 2 minutes. So you can decide, will you walk, or how much time do you have till the next one? And next feature is next transport. For example, best use case can describe it. You're sitting in the office and you know your buses you usually use, and you just launch an application, take a look on the next transport screen and see what your favorite bus G2, next one in 10 minutes and the other one in 40 minutes. So you can make a decision, will you stay at work half an hour more, or you will just wrap up and go for the next bus and avoid waiting on the stop. And you can take a look on the stops nearby too. So basically route information, next arrival time, basically the same information in more convenient way. Also, you can take a look on route details, so you'll be able to see all stops on the route. And basically see the transfer points on this bus route to the metro station. For example, here you can transfer on blue and orange line. Same here, blue and orange line. Here's the orange line and all other stops, basically. And having this application on your mobile phone will make you feeling very comfortable in the big city. You'll always be able to pick the next transport, plan your trip within the city you are like not familiar with, and take all advantages of public transportation and make this planet a little bit greener. Basically, having this free application on your mobile phone will make your life in the big city much easier. You'll be able to take all advantages of the public transit systems and at least make this planet a little bit greener. Basically, our free API is publicly available, and it allows third-party developers to develop their own application using our API and data. Let's say, for example, here's an iPhone application.
which called DC route, and it shows you information about arrival times for metro trains on the particular stations. Next example of applications which can be built on top of our API is information kiosks, which could stand in any public place, like vestibule or the metro station, hotel, restaurant, bar, whatever else. And you can specify your particular location. And in the demo mode, in the mode of Where Am I, this application will show you the your location and nearest stops to your location, to your hotel or metro station, and the bus routes which come in through this stop and the time till the next bus and the schedule for this route on this stop. And the next feature is a trip planner. So basically a trip planner will allow you to do basically the same thing, plan your trip from point A to point B. And here is a list of available itineraries for your trip. You can see the total travel time, all steps within this trip, and you can take a look on details to see where do you need to transfer, on which bus do you need to transfer. Like you can see details of the each step of your itinerary and so on. So if you would like to grab this information with you to have it handy on the go, you just can scan QR code with your mobile phone and have the short version of the itinerary description on your mobile phone. Also, here is available some trip planning preferences. You can use bus, rail, or both. You can minimize transfer, you can set preferred walking distance, and so on.
Wolf, what is the future for PDDC? Can you share it with us?
Well, as you witnessed, we are just starting sales and marketing activities, introducing it to the developer community, to transit agencies. The key now to making this framework successful is adoption by the transit agencies. So we are actively contacting transit agencies, technology departments that do want to publish their data, make it available, and help riders. That's the activities we're undertaking right now, with Microsoft's help, with other people's help, and especially with the developers who will make this community as rich and as functional as it can be.
As it happens, you know, our audience is predominantly developers. So would you mind telling them where they can get more information on PTDC and how they can get involved?
Absolutely. The developers within East Bank Technologies are very happy to assist you become successful with applications on top of the API. The website where the community meets is commuterapi.com. That's commuterapi.com. And once you access the environment there, you can see the documentation, you can work on the API, you can submit your application, and meet others within the community, and also meet my team. And I promise you, you'll have fun doing that.
Thank you. And my guess, that concludes our discussion here of public transit data community. And to wrap up, we're going to go and actually see the team that built this, this service for commuters. So this is the team, or part of the team, that built the public transit data community. Evgeny, would you mind introducing your team members?
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Alexander Azaslonov, who's done an excellent job working on our HTML5 implementation, client implementation for our API. Vitaly Fedonkin, who done a great job on the backend, and he's our domain expert in the transportation area. Vadim Zagorodny, he was a project manager, business analyst, and UI expert who designed all our client implementations. And Maxim Glukhankov, who was working on backend, and he was implementing OData and multi-partitional backend. And Mariana Popova, who was working on information panel, this touch panel that you saw on our presentation. Almost all dream team here. So I was really happy to work with those guys.
Well, great job, guys. Really great project, and I wish you all good luck and hope that this project will be adopted by developers and transit agencies alike.